Going back to Oshkosh this year, you know, what stood out from when you arrived?
We embraced the weather, and it got me to show my silly side in front of all the staff. It was a different Oshkosh this year. My first year I ever went to Oshkosh was in 2014. Me and my flight instructor at the time, we said 2 weeks prior, we're like, you know what? Let's go to Oshkosh.
Welcome to the Aviation Mentors Podcast, the podcast that takes your dreams of flight and turns it into reality.
Sponsored by Strass Financial, financing your flight training.
For pilots, by pilots. I'm Brandon Martini, a commercial pilot and flight instructor.
And I'm Carson Vasquez, I'm a private pilot.
Whether you're a seasoned pilot or beginner with dreams of flight,
Aviation Mentors is your source for expert insights, industry trends, and inspiring stories.
So fasten your seatbelts and prepare for this incredible journey through the skies.
And stay connected with us on social media for exclusive content.
And visit our website at www.aviationmentors.com and let us be your co-pilot on this adventure.
Welcome back, everybody, to another awesome and, of course, amazing episode of the Aviation Mentors Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Today marks about almost 2 months since we have actually recorded. Although all of you listening or watching us online or in your cars would not have noticed the difference because we've had episodes out every week since. In April and May, we were recording numerous amounts of episodes to make sure that we had enough content to put out while I was on my European trip. And then, of course, Oshkosh. So probably talk a little about that today. What do you think, Carson?
Yeah, I want to know what happened.
Yeah, which part?
With both.
Okay,
with both.
So I'll just recap on my European trip. I first got there and talked with one of our investment banks, and he's also a pilot. He's out of London, and I wanted to speak with him and take him flying. Well, him take me flying, rather. And unfortunately, that didn't quite happen.
What a waste.
I know, what a waste. It was too windy, the weather wasn't good, and honestly, I didn't have enough time in London. But now I have a rain check, so whenever I go to London, we're going to go flying. He's got a Citabria where he does aerobatics and a few other planes.
Cool.
We're going to do some really fun stuff whenever I go out there next. So I'm looking forward to that. But outside of that, we did a train ride to Glasgow, an overnight train, which I do not recommend. My son absolutely loved it. But
you weren't a fan?
Was not a fan. It was a little cramped in there with the big bags we all had. My son loved it, though. I just made sure I fell asleep as soon as I could. And I slept for my 5 hours and got up in Glasgow and had a great day. I went to Glasgow. Then we went to Dublin, Ireland. Few days there, met some friends, and then left there, went to Spain, and went to Madrid, which is an absolute beautiful city. I absolutely loved it. The only problem, there was no water there. Like, there's no ocean, because Madrid is in the middle of the country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, they don't have water?
No. And then we were going to the Rioja region of Spain, which is my favorite wine region of the world. As a lot of you know, I love wine. And unfortunately, Carson nor I passed our level 3, unfortunately, but hopefully in the future we will. I passed my tasting, and I just signed up to retake my written. Hopefully in about 30 days, they're going to give me a new test date. Good, I worked on that last night, by the way.
Good for you.
Do you want to sign up with me?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Perfect. It's only $160. Well, for you, it's $240. Sorry.
Thanks.
No problem. So went up there, but actually rented a car and drove through like the entire countryside of Spain. And it was just really weird seeing castles, like old castles everywhere.
Just hanging out?
Just castles. And more weird thing is no general aviation aircraft anywhere in Europe. I didn't see any anywhere.
That's weird. I think I'd miss that noise.
Oh, there's no noise because there's no airplanes. Yeah.
That's weird.
The U.S. is a very special place where you see little airplanes flying all the time.
Yeah, and it's just part of life. Like, you look out the window, you see little airplanes.
You see little airplanes. No, that doesn't happen. Next time you go to Mexico and look up, you won't find any airplanes. You go to Cabo, no airplanes. A couple helicopters
cartel,
in a day.
Maybe
cartel airplanes. That's about it. But went up to Rioja, and then we drove again to Barcelona. And I was a little worried about Barcelona, to be honest. Barcelona was telling everybody that if you were a tourist there, you weren't welcome, basically. And they were shooting them with squirt guns and throwing water at them. And
oh, there's the water.
Yeah, there was water. And then Barcelona's on the beach. I enjoyed that. But it was really, really a trip. I've actually never been to a beach in Europe before. And I did not realize how much nudity was a thing in Spain. I mean, you go down, I'm walking with my son, and he's like,
I'm sure Austin was loving it then.
No. There was naked men first. And then
it's like a locker room.
Yeah, great. It was different than America. That was for sure. So we ended up hanging out of Barcelona for a few days, and we flew over to Nice, France, spent some time in Nice, went to Monaco, which was really neat. I wanted to always gamble in the Monte Carlo casino. the one that you see in all the movies and James Bond, and it's got this like romantic casino vibe to it, right? Oh, by the way, we're no longer saying the vibe. We're saying it's the wave.
Oh, yeah. It's the wave.
It's the wave. Yeah, you're going to get on board, trust me. But it had a great wave there. It did. It just flowed everywhere. It works for everything.
Yeah, I know. You're trying to start something and it's going to take some time.
It'll take time, but you guys have heard it here first, guys. So we did that, went back to Nice. Next day, we said, hey, you know what I want to do today? I want to go to Italy. So we hopped on a train for $10 a person and went to Italy and spent half a day in Italy. Everything closes down in Europe from like 2 to 6 p.m. And I didn't realize that. And guess what time we were about there at? 2 to 6 p.m.
That sucks. Yeah. You already didn't like Italy.
I already hated Italy. We went to a restaurant. Food was not great. I mean, all of Italy, I'm still not a fan. Wine's not good there. The whole Italian thing is not my wave. So we left there. Came back, went to Marseille. Marseille was a very dirty city. Almost got pickpocketed there. We did have a great guide who was fantastic, showed us around the city. He had a real love for the city, which was great to see. And we hung out there for a few days and went to this pizza place and they ripped me off. And I felt like telling them off when they ripped me off. But
how'd they rip you off?
I ordered like a couple slices of pizza and they charged us $36 and everybody else was getting charged like $3 a slice. And I could see the guy speaking French and I knew what was happening and I just had no leverage in the situation. So I just wrote them a really bad review on, it's called The Fork, and that is Europe's version of Yelp, essentially.
Did you write it in English or French?
I wrote it in English and it translates to French. So Yeah, people will see and hopefully travelers will see it and never go there ever again. Pizza wasn't that good anyways.
Bitter.
Yeah, bitter. We went there and then we went to Bordeaux, which is my favorite wine region in France. And we did just a couple days of tours to the wineries. And we had this amazing guide. And she was a level 3 somm working on her level 4. And she picked our trip just because it was wine focused and not just kite tourism. And her and I were just talking the entire time about wine stuff and she was quizzing me on WSET stuff, and we were talking about just random bits of knowledge on wine, and it was just a blast. I had a great time. Plus, Bordeaux was full of history. We had this guy who, he would say, ah oui, just like that. like, yes, he would say yes all the time, and it was fun. Oh, yeah, there was another guy. For some reason, tour guides like saying yes at the end of sentences. Oh, this is a great statue, yes. This is a good thing, yes. And they would go, yes, yes. So we started saying yes to this. Like that was like the whole funny thing on the trip. And then, oh, yeah. And that's also yes.
That's good. If you have some inside jokes at the end of the trip like that.
They were like, oh, yeah. Yeah, there was lots of inside jokes. So that was fun there. We did that in Bordeaux and then took a train to Paris for a few days. Hung out there. Austin got to see his best friend from California. He happened to be traveling there with his parents.
No way.
Yeah, so we met up with little Leo for the whole day, took him traveling with us around the city and had a blast. And then we actually got to hit one more country on the way home unexpectedly. I know that sounds weird. We actually had a layover in Warsaw, Poland, which is a random place to go, I know.
Did you get a stamp?
But they made us go through passport control, so we got a stamp. So it says that we went to Warsaw, Poland.
That counts then.
And that counts?
That counts.
And then we flew direct to
Oshkosh.
Oshkosh. Well,
where'd you fly into?
Chicago.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. They don't have flights directly from Milwaukee to Paris? Or I guess Warsaw?
No, they did not. but then after traveling for 23 hours, we had another 5 hours of drive.
Dude,
that's three
brutal.
And a half, 4 hours, whatever that's it was. Brutal. It was a long time.
So did you get your sleep right on the plane?
Yeah. I'm actually really good at traveling. I know when to sleep and when not to sleep. And I could kind of force myself to stay awake or go to bed and make sure that I'm not like having an issue with sleep for a week. So my normal time that I'm off by only like 1 to 3 hours usually. And I can deal with that just by getting up earlier, going to bed later. Not a big deal.
You know what time it is, Carson?
Time's a brain.
It's time to talk about one of our favorite companies.
Which company would that be?
Aviation Mentors is excited to be sponsored by the one and only Stratus Financial, dedicated to supporting the next generation of future aviators.
You know, Stratus Financial really understands the financial challenges that students face in pursuing their aviation dreams. That's why they offer student loans specifically tailored to aspiring pilots.
With competitive rates and flexible repayment plans, Stratus Financial helps take your aviation education to new heights.
So go visit their website today at www.stratus.finance. Just to be clear, that is not .com, it's .finance. And embark on your journey towards a sky full of possibilities.
Carson, it's time to get back to what we do best.
The show.
The show.
So you got to Oshkosh, and then what?
And then what? Wow.
And then what?
And then what? No, we went to Oshkosh and it was awesome. The Stratus team actually had everything already set up.
Oh, so you came in just like, you know, like a little princess and had your whole campsite all set up. And
campsite was set up. Booth was set up. My RV was hooked up with water and sewage.
So you came into an Airbnb?
It was, yeah. It was awesome. I even was able to take showers in our camper for the first couple nights. Then the water started not running too well and the sewage thing, we had to get it pumped out and they couldn't pump us out enough. So I started using the other shower. It was hotter water anyways, but.
The camp shoulder shower?
Camp shoulder shower.
I kind of miss those.
Carson.
The complete lack of privacy. And
I know. Why don't you reflect? You've been there one or two times.
Good wave.
Sorry. Good wave, yeah. You've been there.
Twice.
Yeah. I tried to convince you to go this year.
Yeah, but it costs money to go.
And I pretty much said I'd pay for almost everything.
Yeah, but I just didn't like your wave.
I have a great wave, Carson.
You do? Yeah, it's expensive to go to Oshkosh. It's something that requires some planning and not a last-minute invite.
I fully disagree. My first year I ever went to Oshkosh was in 2014. Me and my flight instructor at the time, we said 2 weeks prior, we were like, you know what? Let's go to Oshkosh. Yeah. I don't remember where we stayed. Oh, I think we stayed at a hotel like an hour and a half away.
That's the only one you could find.
And we only went for like 1 day or 2 days.
That was your first one?
That was my first one in 2014.
And then you got hooked, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone every single year since this year. So this was my 10th year anniversary due to COVID.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's cool. Going back to Oshkosh this year, you know, what stood out from when you arrived?
I have
aside from your stuff being set up.
Yeah, my stuff being set up was awesome. I have to say that it was a different Oshkosh this year. A lot of my normal friends were not there, which felt odd. Some of my EAA chapter friends weren't there this year. Actually, none of them were there. The only one who showed up was my friend Jeff. He owns a maintenance facility out in the low desert out here in California. And he only showed up for 1 day. But a lot of my other friends, like Mike from the Why We Fly podcast. And we just haven't, my friends weren't there. Normal friends weren't there. I mean, granted, there were some people that were. And it was nice to see them, but it felt more, for me, it felt more like work this year than a fun trip. Now, granted, my friend Johnny came out, his kids, my friend Chris Mackey, some of our ancillary friends were there too. So, I mean, we were hanging out with them the whole time and it was great. And of course, the Stratus team was fantastic. And you get to go out to all the dinners and the little parties everybody has, like Flying Magazine and all them. Those were all great things, but it did not feel the same to me. And I think maybe I made it work. Or maybe it was the fact that I was in the campsite until 12 noon or 1 p.m. working on my laptop, trying to catch up with all the stuff from Europe. Didn't feel the same. Wasn't the same wave.
Yeah. I mean, when Oshkosh, you know, there's a big family vibe. It's like a family reunion.
Wave.
Family wave. Anyway, it's like a big family reunion every year. And when you're missing some family members, it's not the same.
Definitely not the same. Plus, Carson wasn't there. How can I have been happy? I just had to be sad the entire time. I know.
You just had to FaceTime me when you guys were having a blast.
I think I did do that.
So, how was the weather? You know, it rains every year at Oshkosh without fail.
Oh, yeah.
How was your weather? I remember last year, or the year before was the last time I went. You know, we had the tarps get blown off and...
Wind was not as big of an issue. I didn't cut my hand and have a scar again this year, which is nice.
What happened with that? Did something?
Yeah, last year I was trying to do surgery on the trailer's awning and it cut me like auto retracted. It was bad. This year, the weather was pretty good, except for it was a little sloshy, more like Sloshkosh 2025.
Well, you guys made a slip and slide out of it.
Yeah, we did.
So,
so we were at the sling party. It's called Sling-a-Ding Party. And we were at the Sling party. It's a nice invitation from Sling. They're great, great partners of Stratus. They have been since day one almost. And we were at their party and it started raining. So we said, oh, let's get out of here before it starts torrential downpour, right? Well, we all got the alerts. It's going to be torrential downpour. Of course, we never believed them.
Yeah, I still get the alerts. So I was getting the alerts when you guys were. Fun. Like, oh, they're going to have a fun time.
Yeah, fun on us. So we hop in the golf cart and we've got five of us on a four-person golf cart.
Naturally.
Of course. Might have been six of us. I don't know. There were a lot of us on this golf cart. And we decide we're going to get on. And then it just starts pouring rain. Pouring rain. I mean, like a foot in like an hour, right?
The Sling-a-Ding party isn't super close to the campsite, is it?
No, it's, I mean, from our golf cart, it's a 10-minute drive in the golf cart. So it's not far. But it was still 10 minutes of getting soaked. So we get out there. I get back to my campsite. Everybody goes into the camp. And I'm like, I'm just going to go change and start working on my laptop from inside the camper. So I do that. I go change. And then I look outside And I put like on gym clothes thinking, oh, I'm just going to stay inside the camper and I'm going to do work. And then I see all the Stratus staff like just going outside because it's like 6:30 in the afternoon. Like we're all done with work. So I see everybody out there with a drink and everyone's hanging out and they're just like embracing the rain. And I'm like, you know what? Screw it. It's time for me to go embrace the rain. So I go outside and I'm like, what are we doing right now? And then one of our staff says, I'm going to put some soap on this. I said, please don't do that. It's not going to rinse off. Like, this is a dumb idea. And she starts like sliding around on it. And then I'm like, you know what? Screw it. So I go and I do the slip and slide and we just had a blast. So we turned into a slip and slide. Our neighbors were like under an awning looking at us like we were crazy.
Oh, you are, but.
We are, but we embraced the weather and it got me to show my silly side in front of all the staff, which kind of showed that I'm actually a human and not a robot every once in a while.
I know, who'd have thunk?
Yeah, I know. So
that's when you guys FaceTimed me. Was after you guys were all soaking wet
and then I
just done a slip and slide.
And I did my first ponder video ever in Oshkosh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you made a pond. it worked.
The entire campsite was a pond. It was unbelievable.
That's crazy. Yeah. How were the neighbors?
Neighbors were, I'm not going to talk on them right now. I'm going to go to a different location next year. Hopefully stay away from that lady. Sounded like that was her spot, like where we were in. So she was mad at us the whole time, but whatever.
She ruined her wave.
Ruined her wave. But we made waves outside with that slip inside. That's for sure.
Well, it sounds like overall you had a pretty good experience just, you know, with the friends you did have and staff.
Of course. Yeah. We had a good time. By the end of it, though, I was ready to get home.
Well, it was over a month you were gone?
Yeah. I think it was like 35 days I was gone total outside of the U.S., most of them, like away from my own bed, away from people, away from my dog, away from everything. So it was needed to get back. But to be honest, after you get past 3 weeks, you don't feel homesick anymore. Like I never really felt homesick anyways, but you just.
It's just life.
Yeah. It's just life. Now this is my new life. I'm a traveler. And I was if on only. Top. I was, yeah, I wish. That's my goal one so day.
You were still working all the time.
I was, yeah. I know our head of legal even told me the other day, he said, Brandon, I was really impressed. You didn't miss a beat. I mean, I was doing meetings up till 4 a.m. in France one night.
Yeah. And then you were still calling me during the day in France. And
yeah.
Yeah. You know, you're still working, still, yeah. Friday.
Thank you. Yeah. I actually thought I would fall very behind. The only thing I fell behind on was a couple of my major projects, and one of them I'm actually going to finish today, which I started working on back in June. So,
what was it? Write a letter or something?
No, it's I've been running analysis on the strata scoring system for our borrowers so we can get more borrowers approved and get rid of borrowers who shouldn't be approved. So we've been working on that together with a bunch of teams, and I finally have all the data. So I'm hopefully going to finish that today.
Well, sounds like I have a new task after the end of today.
Won't probably be the end of the day. It needs to go through some committees, but eventually, yes, it will be. We will be switching that up. But yeah, so we had a blast at Oshkosh. There was a lot going on. We went to the seaplane base. We just went there for a couple hours. You know, I love the seaplane base. I love the seaplane base. Yeah. The only disappointing thing is I wasn't able to take my my picture with Austin this year. Every year I always take the picture on this rock.
Yeah.
I've taken one for 8 years or so that I've been bringing him. And there were people sitting on the rock. And there were just so many people surrounding. I couldn't ask the people to move.
I would have got up and made an announcement and showed like the last 8 years. Been like,
I know.
This is my picture. I need this.
There were so many people.
Please move.
I just couldn't do it. So I omitted this one. And I was planning on going back, but we never made it back because of the rain stuff on the following day.
Did you get your picture with the arch?
We did. We did get the arch picture. We got it with the Stratus team. Got it with everybody we wanted to get it with. I even got Austin with all of his little friends from Oshkosh this year.
That's cool.
And all of his friends were there.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He had a good Oshkosh.
He had a great Oshkosh. I didn't see him for 4 or 5 days.
So you also had a good Oshkosh.
Yeah. I mean, I was with him nonstop for a month, so it was kind of nice.
It was a good break from each other.
It was a great break from each other. So that was just a good time. Outside of that, the vendors this year, it just seems like the same people every year. So I'm not that enthralled with it. There's not very much new and exciting stuff coming out at the show. Like there's not products. I'm not seeing products that are new and exciting that are just, oh, I have to have this. But I'm also, I don't know, maybe I'm not as ingrained in general aviation, not being in the flight school every day. So maybe the things aren't getting me to the excitement level that they used to, which is possible.
You also haven't been collecting vintage items.
There were no vintage items for me to buy, even if I wanted them.
Really?
Yeah, there was a couple places, but not really there. And I don't know. I always want to create that wine bar. And I've thought, should I make it more elegant or should I go over to my vintage side and do that with the wine bar? I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Elegant.
elegant. Think elegant.
Yeah, pinky up, kind of elegant.
No, it's got to be a little mix of the of both types of wave. You know what I mean?
you could have two halves.
I could have two halves. It'll catch on. Don't worry. besides that, there was a huge announcement at Oshkosh, capital huge. And this is where we're going to cut off for today. And we're going to get into part two of our Oshkosh episode.
Oh, man. We're going to make people wait. That's not cool.
It's a great cool. Yeah. Because something came out at Oshkosh and it was announced. You could go look it up if you're really curious. But we're going to talk about it on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening today. We really appreciate it. We're looking forward to seeing you on the next episode. If you'd like to reach out to either one of us, you can reach us on emails, Brian@aviationmentors.com, Carson@aviationmentors.com, producer@aviationmentors.com. Don't forget, if you'd like to reach out to our producer, Mark, if you'd like to be a guest on our podcast, it's producer@aviationmentors.com. Please subscribe, like, follow, all the things on social media, and make sure you reach out to us on LinkedIn. Just put Aviation Mentors on that ad so we will add you. We would really appreciate it. And if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you subscribe and like as well. We're looking forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thank you so much for helping us grow our podcast and, of course, helping us grow the podcast community.
And as a wrap up for the day, remember, we're here to guide you in your aviation journey. So fly safe and enjoy the ride.
See ya.